Welcome to the latest edition of the Weekly Fix. My name is Andrzej Skiba. We've now passed the midpoint of the year, and we believe it would be a good idea to reflect on the current opportunity set in fixed income. From a directional perspective, we remain constructive. Each of the three key risk catalysts that we've identified a number of months ago has either been resolved or is well clear of the danger zone. The budget has been signed into law, a number of trade deals are soon likely to come to fruition, and the labour market is not showing any material signs of weakening. Regarding the Fed, we do see a scope for limited rate cuts later this year, helped by benign underlying inflation dynamics prior to tariff impacts hitting aggregate data. With a good chance of average end state tariffs settling below 15%, this might allow the Fed to cut once or twice in the coming months. On the other hand, we recognize that market positioning has shifted towards a more bullish stance in multiple segments of our universe. Valuations also screen poorly, with generic spreads retesting multi-year tights and fewer pockets of value left for active investors to exploit. Finally, we note that volatility normally picks up later in the summer as we approach a typical period of heavy issuance in September. We are responding to these developments in a number of ways. Across our investment-grade portfolios, we're booking profits on corporate bonds that, in our opinion, have limited upside. We're focusing attention instead on the remaining pockets of value in sectors like technology, insurance, and utilities. We also favor compression theme opportunities in subordinated debt of banks and non-financial corporates, especially those where junior debt trades at a material discount to senior bonds. Away from corporates, we see value in non-agency MBS space and in BBB-rated segment of the asset-backed universe. The tighter IG corporate spreads move, the more likely we are to witness investors scouring securitized markets for bonds of issuers that lagged the broader credit spread moves in recent months. In leverage finance, with generic spreads in high 200s, we reduced exposure to rich BB-rated and B-rated bonds and reinvested proceeds in a combination of attractively priced primary market deals and select subordinated debt opportunities in the crossover space. For example, in junior subordinated bonds of US corporates seeking rating agency equity credit to protect their issuer ratings. Across the loan space, with many loans trading above par, we've sold a number of these, addressing our exposure to repricing risk. As B2 corporate family rating issuers are now coming to the market with deals in 275 basis point margin context, for those strategies that hold both bonds and loans, we prefer to redeploy some capital from the loan space to the US high yield bond universe. With volatility close to multi-month lows, we're also selectively adding credit index hedges across a range of portfolios that are allowed to do so. While we always believe that selling bonds is the best way to de-risk portfolios, we see a role for credit hedges in supplementing that effort. All these actions allow us to moderate the extent of our overweight positioning while remaining constructive in our outlook for the fixed income universe. If volatility were to spike, we're well positioned to take advantage of any dislocations. Thank you for your attention.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.